Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim from DopeParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I want to bring you an important topic today. It's called Works Are Part of the Good News. This came up when I heard that a man who heard the gospel that I proclaim said that works are not part of good news. Works are not good news. I want to cover this topic. He's an evangelical man, so it's kind of not a surprise. They seem to believe that God just saves you by faith alone, grace alone, and the main focus is heaven. And they don't really consider exactly how God saves us, the fruit of God saving us, and what God saves us for. We're going to cover that. I'll also show you that our works are indeed part of the glorious good news of salvation, all unto our God, for our God, through our God. Quite frankly, you have to be blind to miss faith tied with works of obedience all throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. Old Testament, Noah had faith. He built an ark and got in it. Abraham had faith, took a son in the desert, was going to sacrifice him. Moses, Job, they had faith. Then they obeyed God in all their ways. The prophets, the priests, the apostles, and everyone who believed unto Christ to salvation in Scripture, their faith produced works of holiness and obedience, justifying that they did have a saving faith, showing that they had a saving faith. We're going to read some scriptures to prove all of this. Now, what's the result of not obeying God's word? Well, let's consider that. One command Adam and Eve broke, sent mankind into the fall. Satan rebelled, and one sin got him cast down. In Acts 5, after grace had come, one couple is killed over a lie. So clearly, not obeying, sinning willfully, it matters to God. This is important stuff. It's tied to our salvation and a saving faith. So let's look at some scripture that ties faith in Jesus, our good news, he is our good news, to obedience, which is our works. In John 15, 14, he says, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." That's great news. We can be a friend of God by faith if we'll obey his commands as fruit that we love him and have a saving faith. Now we know that if we don't keep his commands, we're not a friend of God, we're an enemy, and we're set for what? The wrath of God to come. Do you see faith and works tied together there? How about Hebrews 5:9? "And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." There's that faith and works tied together. It's good news that God's called us, sent Christ to redeem us, then we can have a saving faith. And then we work and obey him. This is really good news. And it's tied to a saving faith. We can't do it without Christ and his Spirit. And it's by us walking, this is really critical, by us walking in a covenant with him. We don't have a relationship. It's not one-sided. It's a two-sided covenant. We'll get back to that. I don't know how much more clear a scripture could be than that. He made a way for those who obeyed him. Ties our saving faith right with the works of obedience. Let's get right to some real good scriptures for this. James 2, 14 through 18. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful for the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you the faith by my works. Wow, James ties faith and works together. I guess that's why Martin Luther did not want the book of James in the Bible, because he wanted grace alone, faith alone. Oh no, James says right there, giving us proof that faith and works go together, and it's part of the good news that we are able to be redeemed by God if we come by the gospel, faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood, repentance, turning from sin, being born again by his Spirit, holiness and obedience is the fruit that we have a saving faith, and we endure in the faith to the end. That's the gospel I just preached to you. Now let's keep going in James. He gives us some examples. James 2, 21 through 24. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son up on the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Isn't that beautiful? By works his faith was made perfect. Without the works, he doesn't have a saving faith or a perfect faith. And that scripture which fulfilled saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. There's that friend of God, because Abraham acted, believed, and obeyed. You see how works is tied to salvation and being a friend of God? See how that by works a man is justified, not by faith alone. Wow, that verse right there really sends a message to those people that think you just believe by faith and that's all there is. No, no. Faith and works go together, and it's part of the good news. Those men of old had faith tied to their works. Those are great examples. And it was good news to them. It was life. They could place their faith in God, Jehovah, the Most High, and then follow him and obey him to eternal life. That is great news. How you can say that faith and works is not good news, I don't know. You know, Jesus himself often tied our works to our salvation. How do I say this? He said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. Ouch. Faith and works together. How about deny him before men, he'll deny you before the Father. More evidence of a saving faith bringing works of obedience. Jesus backs up the concept we are saved to good works for God. We're going to get to that. That is good news. It's good news to me. How about you? The King gives us a pardon from our past sin because of what Christ has done if we'll come to him by faith and repent. And we get to walk in covenant with him and obey him as fruit that we have a saving faith. Remember the great commands? Love God. Well, loving God is obeying him, 1 John 5:3. And then he lets us work for him in our obedience. I don't know how much better news you can get than that. Let's keep going. Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hey, there's part of the reason God's called us to good works and called us to salvation, to glorify him. That's good news. Our works get to glorify God. If we don't do them and we don't obey, what, are we just worried about going to heaven? We're not glorifying God. That's not the fruit of a saving faith at all. That's a selfish faith that doesn't even love God. Yeah. Jesus shows us faith and salvation, they work together, our works work together for that faith and salvation, and it makes up the good news that he brought us. He's the foundation of our good news, but then there's more to it as I preach to you. Let's keep going. Matthew 25, 44 through 46. And then they shall also answer and say, Lord, when saw we thee hungered or athirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, as much as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto eternal life. Wait a minute. Their works was tied to their destiny. Yeah, faith and works are very, very critical. Now let's go on to some verses on good works. Some more verses on good works, showing holy, obedient saints and their hope for eternal life, what their life looked like. Notice how the verses that I'm going to give you here never say anything about they just believed. Grace alone, they just believed. No, it doesn't say that. Romans 13:3. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. Telling us to do good works. 1 Timothy 2:10. But which becometh a woman professing godliness with good works? There's encouragement to a godly woman to have good works. This is the fruit that you're born of God. 1 Timothy 5:10. Well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she had washed the feet of the saints, if she had relieved the afflicted, if she had diligently followed every good work. This is who Paul is saying is a true believer. Faith and works. It's good news. Get to serve each other and serve and glorify God. This is good news. 1 Timothy 5:25. Likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. More verses on good works. 1 Timothy 6:18. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. We're supposed to be rich in good works. Why? Because we have a saving faith in Christ by His Spirit, and we love God, and we love our neighbor. This is all part of the good news. It's not one-sided. It's a two-sided covenant that we're in here. 2 Timothy 3:17, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hey, this is what we're called for. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Perfect. Let me tell you something. You don't get perfect by not obeying and trying your hardest to leave all willful sin. Amen? Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. See there? Their faith was not shown by their works. They deny Him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work, reprobates. That's not good. God frowns on that. They aren't going to enter into the kingdom that way. Here's a great one. Titus 2:7. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Do you see what we're supposed to be about? Our faith produces obedience and works. Now this verse really shows that works are part of Christ, the good news in us. Titus 2:14, this is beautiful. Who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. There's your faith, there's your works, there's your obedience. It's all part of the good news. We get redeemed by the Savior and we get to work for Him. If you don't think that's good news, I don't think you have the Spirit of God in you and you're just worried about going to heaven. That's a selfish faith and lifestyle. You're not going to make it based on that. You know, how do we get redeemed from all iniquity? Well, we have to be born of God, like we talked about, through faith and repentance. We obey and we stop sinning willfully. We can live righteous for God. You know, evangelicals will say, oh, all of our righteousness is filthy rags. That's a lie. That's totally pulled out of context. The Bible is full of people that strived in righteous works. We can be righteous for God. This is great news. We can glorify God through our works of obedience in righteousness, proving our saving faith. If you don't believe this is good news, you have a false God, false Jesus, and a false gospel. That's what I'm trying to teach you here. Titus 3:8, this is a faithful saying. These things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Constant admonition to good works, backing up your faith, glorifying God, lifting each other up. Titus 3:14, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for the necessary uses, that they may be not unfruitful. See, if you don't have good works, you're not striving hard in works and obedience, you're going to be unfruitful. John 15, Jesus says, boop, branches that are unfruitful get lopped off, get thrown in the fire. Let's keep going. Jesus said in John 13, love was a marker for His people. What does love spur us on to do? Hebrews 10:24, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. If we love each other, we love God, the great command, the next great command. We love each other. We're to spur each other on to good works. This is important stuff, because the good works is showing our saving faith, is building our faith in God, building our endurance, building our character, building our godliness, our holiness, drawing us to closer together as a body of believers to help each other. This is all part of the good news. It's glorious good news. We can do that for each other because of what Christ has done. We couldn't do it without him. But because of what he's done, we can do so much. This is the point, and it's great news that God has called us to. How about Peter? Peter ties our works to glorifying God. This is really great news to me. 1 Peter 2:12. Having your conversation among the Gentiles, honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Our good works are a witness to other people. So our faith and love in Christ, of Christ and God, is shown by our saving faith, and our works are glorifying God, and we're serving each other, and then they're a witness to bring other people into the kingdom. If you don't have good works and holiness and obedience, you're not witnessing well to people around you. They won't come into the kingdom. You don't love your neighbor. That's the great command. What a terrible, terrible testimony to someone that does not want to have a reputation of good works so that you can walk blameless. Notice in this next verse what the body is for. Here Paul explains exactly what true saints do and how they live. Ephesians 4:12-32. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ. That henceforth should no more be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every good part, of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of their blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves unto lasciviousness, to work uncleanliness with greediness. But ye have not learned so Christ. If so, be that ye have heard of him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in your spirit of your mind, in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which God after is creating in his righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man in truth unto his neighbor, for we are members of one body. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, that which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, it may minister the grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, put away from you all malice. Be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. Folks, go back and read that again. The admonition to come out of sin and to obey God and walk in holiness and obedience, all because of what? We're in Christ Jesus. Faith and works going together. There's so many more verses I could tie the good news of Jesus Christ to our faith that produces works of holiness and obedience, which is our reasonable service. Without it, we won't see God. Holiness, Hebrews 12:14 tells us that. Here's one of my go-to verses, 2 Thess 1, 7 through 9. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord shall, Jesus, shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Hey, how do we obey the gospel? We don't just say Jesus did it all and we can live any way we want. We don't have to obey. No, we obey the gospel by our saving faith in Christ. A mindset of repentance. When we're born again, then we follow him and keep his word and his ways, and we don't live in willful sin. And we obey everything he's commanded. Jesus said, go, teach them to obey everything I've commanded. Matthew 28:20. Hardly anyone's doing that. Everyone's saying, just believe. No, Jesus is saying your faith is tied to your obedience to me. That's your love to me. As I always say, a husband's love for his wife is shown by his faithfulness and care to her. Nobody believes a cheating husband loves his wife. Come on, people. If you're sinning willfully against God and keeping false doctrine, keeping pagan holidays, compromise, you're not loving God. You're not keeping the great command. You're not walking in a saving faith. It's not fruit that you're born of God. Repent. Repent and obey the biblical gospel today. Faith and works are part of glorifying our God who bought us for these good works. This is the great news. He bought us to be a zealous people for him. I don't know how you can't see that that is good news. I saved probably the best verse for the last. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. It's a command that we walk in a saving faith in holiness and obedience. How can you deny that command and think you're going to enter into the kingdom? God ordained us to do good works beforehand. He's the Alpha, he's the Omega. Then Jesus comes, he redeems us by his shed blood and his resurrection. Now we get to walk with this glorifying God before us. And how we live and how we obey him daily through our saving faith has to do with our works and our holiness and our obedience. They're tied together. They cannot be separated. And if we endure in that saving faith to the end, we have the hope of eternal life to come. This is the covenant that we walk in. And it's great news that God has redeemed us. He can restore us. He can cleanse us. Then he says, come, worship me, work for me, do my word, keep my word, abide in my word. That's holiness and obedience, folks. You know, as I close this out, the biggest issue I see is evangelicals, again, think Jesus did it all and they have nothing to do. That's a lie. That's a lie from Satan. We are walking in a covenant, a blood covenant. Covenants have two parts, two parties. He did his part. We must do ours. Go read Matthew 26. It's two-sided and it's conditional. You don't do your part, you won't be in the kingdom of God. The Bible's very clear about this. He did his part. We must do ours. Come by that saving faith in Christ and his work. Repentance. Be made new in him. If you have a new spirit, you want to obey God. You don't want to sin ever. Like you don't want to cheat on your wife. You don't want to hurt your children. You never want to sin against God. And if you do, you repent and run from it. You don't make excuses. This is the fruit that you have a saving faith. And again, as James said, our works are justified, or our faith is justified by what we do in our works. You can't deny that's what it says. And if we endure in all that to the end, we get to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't know, that is awesome, great news. That makes my spirit soar. To be able to have saving faith in my Savior and his finished work. I can't do it without him. He's the only way. And then I get to work for him and labor and obey. And I can glorify him. And I can encourage my brothers and sisters. And I can be a witness to the lost world. I don't know how anybody can say that that's not good news. If I go out and say I have faith in Christ and I don't obey him, and I live worldly and bad doctrine, pagan holidays, immodest, unbiblical clothing, feminization, and I'm not witnessing the gospel, people aren't going to come to saving faith. Their blood is on your hands. Hey, glory to the Lamb of God. I say, Christ made the way. He is worthy to be labored for. I hope this audio helps you to see that good works is part of our saving faith. Works and obedience is part of the good news. Christ is the good news, and what we do with our lives glorifies him, and we will enter into eternal life with him if we endure. Hey, we love you all. This has been Brother Jim. I get passionate about these teachings. What a glorious God we serve. Let me know how I can help you glorify him in holiness and obedience. Come out of the world. Come out of man-made religion. Strip your life down and obey Christ till the end. Hey, till next time. We love you all. May God be praised.